British journalist and scientist Zia Morali isn't content writing about the easy stuff. Morali is a cosmologist, and her latest book tackles the possibility that scientists are coming closer to the day when they may be able to create a baby universe in the laboratory. She also does a deep dive into the implications of that regarding creation, faith, and morality. Zia Morali's book is called A Big Bang in a Little Room, The Quest to Create New Universes. First, we wanted to know if this is serious. Might we really be able to create a baby universe in a lab?
This is exactly the question that I was trying to answer in the book that I wrote, because I kind of started off with this kind of wild, crazy idea that you can make a universe in a laboratory. But how serious is it? Is this something that could really happen? And so what I do is I look at the actual practical ideas that people have put forward over the past 30 years since this idea kind of first occurred to somebody at MIT, and how they've sort of tried to take steps to work out the actual blueprints of whether or not you could actually do it. And so I guess to give you the answer, yes, it is something that people are seriously talking about doing practically, but they would need, you know, a next generation accelerator or maybe a couple of generations down the line, but something like the equipment that we have today, but more powerful. But yes, if a lot of different things come together, if a lot of different theories that people are proposing come together, if we get the right equipment, it's something that people could really actually do. Probably not in our lifetimes, but maybe in coming decades.
What would this new universe look like? I mean, would there be little planets looking like kind of marbles? Would it be baby-sized and grow into an adult life-size universe with real people and a real sun?
You know, it would just be another universe with another Big Bang growing its own space and time, growing to astronomical proportions, with the potential to, you know, in the same way that our universe evolved planets and galaxies, stars and life, certainly this universe could do the same thing. Would it be, you know, life exactly as ours? Would it be a different type of life? Would it be no life, but some other weird kind of things? We don't know, but it's all out there. It's all a possibility.
You take on the question of the ethics of whether this should be done, if we should create a baby universe in a laboratory. What were the most persuasive arguments you heard for and against why we shouldn't create one?
So I think the most persuasive argument for came from a philosopher at Oxford University who really put forward the argument that, you know, life itself is inherently a good thing. You may agree with that or you may not agree with that. But he sort of said, well, you know, as human beings, we should be thinking of ways to promote our civilization, to increase our civilization and to create more and more intelligent life. You know, there are more good things out there than bad things, and it is worth promoting more intelligent life. And so he kind of felt that actually we could be morally obliged or obligated to promote life. On the sort of against side, I spoke to somebody else who was a philosopher and a physicist. This was a chap called Seth Lloyd at MIT. And I guess he was more wary, not so much in the sense of making intelligent life in a baby universe, but he was kind of wary of what we're already doing in terms of creating artificial intelligences. You know, he has a very controversial, kind of interesting idea that we're already getting to the stage where with our mobile phones, with our laptops, we're already creating entities that have free will in some sense. So he makes the argument that Siri on your iPhone already has free will. And so he's sort of at the stage of saying, we really need to be thinking right now about the things that we're already making and whether or not we're treating them ethically.
So you went one step further, because this is like you go down one road and then you have to go down another road, where you come to the fertile question of who the creator is, meaning if a team of scientists in Japan or in Israel can become the creators of a new universe, that leads us to thinking about who created our universe. And very interestingly, you asked questions, tough questions, of these scientists and philosophers about religion and faith.
The first thing that actually came out was that, and I suppose it's understandable, you know, I was talking to people that are really trained in science. They're very, very deeply trained in theoretical physics, and they were not really comfortable about dealing with ethical questions. So I turned then to philosophers for a little bit of extra help.
And that's really interesting. I mean, it says something about the scientists who were studying this, that they didn't want to deal with the ethical questions, and that you had to turn to ethicists or philosophers about that who wouldn't be dealing with the science.
Absolutely, yes. But I sympathize with them because, you know, they're so caught up in their equations and everything, and it is such an exciting project. And you kind of want to think, okay, you know, this is something that's going to happen decades down the line. Maybe it won't happen. So, you know, it's not my place to really be worried about it.
That's kind of concerning, though. I mean, if they can create something potentially or maybe able to, but they don't want to look at the implications of it. Was that kind of disconcerting for you?
Well, you know, what they said was, you know, somebody should be looking into this, just not me sort of thing. You know, I'll do my job and then, you know, find somebody who's qualified to kind of think about that. But I guess from one of the physicists I got, which was sort of a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek flippant answer, but at the same time was also kind of profound, which was, you're asking me questions about whether or not we should feel responsible towards life we create in this baby universe because, you know, that life might suffer. But shouldn't we be asking ourselves those exact same questions when we have children every day? And, you know, talking about this idea, how to make a baby universe in a laboratory, I think the obvious question then was, could our universe have been made in somebody else's laboratory?
So if we're talking about kind of alien creators, where does the idea of God or of a higher being fit into all this?
It really depends on, you know, where you want to put him. But one thing that was interesting to me was, you know, how do you turn this into science? So I went and spoke to somebody. This was a guy called Anthony Z in California, who had actually been looking to see if there was a way to find evidence that our universe was created by an alien intelligence or by God. You know, an actual physical way that we might find signs that our universe was created by somebody else, whoever that might be. He was looking at sort of the radiation that's been left over by the Big Bang. So this is radiation that we've already discovered. We know that it's out there. We can measure it to incredible accuracy. But, you know, it has slight dips. It has slightly higher temperature and slightly lower temperature in some places. And his idea, him and colleagues, was that potentially within these dips and peaks in the temperature, you could encode a message. So if there was a creator, they could have encoded a message into the sky that potentially we, you know, humans living inside of the universe could look out and see and find it to see if there was a message from whoever made the universe. You know, nobody has found this yet, but it is, you know, it's certainly a wonderfully interesting idea. But I think in terms of sort of going back to your question of, you know, aliens or God, you know, how do these kind of fit together? Again, I think it's really very much up to you. It's up to you whether you choose to interpret that as a creator that is part of a advanced civilization that's just like ours, but a bit more kind of technologically savvy, or whether you interpret that as a single, omniscient, supernatural being. I think a lot of these things, these are open questions, and the book doesn't answer those questions. It just shows you that physicists themselves are thinking about these things too.
Some of them are thinking about it.
Some of them are thinking about them, yes.
Final question, what did you come away with after all these interviews and after all your thinking?
First of all, just on, you know, the idea of making a baby universe, wow, it's an incredible idea. It's a speculative idea, but it's amazing to me that as a civilization, we can talk about this as something that one day humans could do. I mean, where does that leave us as a civilization? It is just amazing to me that we can even ask these questions. But actually, I think, you know, one thing that I hadn't been expecting and I was really surprised by was how much scientists really do think about the implications of their work, but are actually kind of afraid to talk about those implications.
Because why?
Because partly for very real reasons, you know, you submit an article and you put implications into your paper and you'll be asked to remove them for fear of offending people. That's a very real reason why people are worried about talking about these things. But also, they don't really appreciate that some of their colleagues are talking about these questions too, because everybody's kind of a little bit embarrassed about talking about things that aren't really scientific and are maybe on the edges of spirituality or ethics or issues that they just don't want to get their hands dirty thinking about in public. But it just struck me that, you know, they often think that they're the only ones that kind of think this way and none of their colleagues do. But if they just knocked on the door of the office next to their lab and started a conversation with their colleague there, they might find out that actually a lot of physicists are kind of thinking about these questions, but maybe keeping it a little bit quiet.
Sia Morali, her mind-bending book is called A Big Bang in a Little Room, The Quest to Create New Universes. So nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.